Okay. We will now continue with the reporting of meditation. Then you can also ask questions. Q&A, come reporting. Anybody wants to report the meditation? Ah, yes. Get the mic. The mic. Yes.
Brother, nothing very special actually happened.
Okay.
But I noticed my mindfulness when after my walk, I sat. But I think I was sleepy.
Never mind.
So I actually went out for a drink.
Yeah, good.
When I made my cup of drink, I actually was also very mindful.
Yeah.
Then I went out to sit. And mindfully, I took the drink. I could actually feel the drink going into the throat, and it actually went down right to the stomach.
Sadhu, very good.
Yeah, so this is something I'd like to share with the brothers and sisters here. Good. Actually, drinking itself, I got this feeling.
Yeah. So, you know why you have that feeling. That's why the silent retreat is very important. It will make you speak softly, or later on when you completely don't speak. It's very, very different. Your mindfulness will build up on its own. Because as you go through a routine of quiet activity, that's why when you walk, you just walk. Relax. Don't try to know anything. Just walk. And like her case, she was trying to do the walking. And she said she was sleepy. Remember? Sleepy. Then she decided to actually go and have a drink. You can go and have a drink, but next time I tell you you are sleepy, you just allow it to be. Don't fight that sleepiness. Because sometimes if you are over a period of retreat, you could be quite tired. Then sometimes also because this sloth and torpor, they will come and disturb you. So when you understand, what you need to do is you just relax and maintain silence. Sleep, let it steal. So you flow with it. Listen, flow with the sleepiness. Don't try to force yourself to wake up. Don't allow it to be. Then there is no aversion towards the sloth and torpor. Then you try. If you sleep, sleep. But that will be a very good sleep. But if you don't sleep, you find out for yourself. All of a sudden, shift in consciousness. When you allow it to be, you break. Because when you allow it to be, there is no hindrance. The acceptance of whatever bodily condition is a wisdom. When you have wisdom, you have faith. You continue to allow it to be, means you continue to be mindful of it. That's why the hindrance under Dhammanupassana initially is when there is sensual desire, you must be aware. Means what? The hindrance is a reason. So your understanding is, these are hindrance. How do you arise? Wrong thought. Because I got wrong view. I got like and dislike. I cannot accept things as they are. So I react, hindrance arise. If I don't react, what happens? But sensual desire and ill will are more difficult not to react and be habitual. But sloth and torpor, you can relax into it. Because sloth and torpor is not a desire or a craving, positive or negative. But because you are taught, you are conditioned differently. You always say, sleepiness is no good, hindrance, like you're lazy. No. Just like difficult people, angry people, they are a test for you. If you don't perceive them as difficult and negative, then you have like understanding, you thank them. It's like a blessing in disguise. Thank you for testing me, for allowing me to have the condition to test my mind. So slow and talk about those things. Slow it. Then later on, anger is very easy. When anger arises, you can feel it, unhappiness, and then you just silent. The third way that the Buddha teach. I think I better go through the five ways. I think some of you are not familiar. The other thing that you need to understand is meditation. The first thing is about what? The four things that you need to do. The first thing is what? What? Don't forget this one. I walk around, sometimes I see too serious. Where you try, the thought is there. You're supposed to relax until it becomes like very natural. When you are really mindful that time, like no stress on. I don't know whether you have seen it or not. The last time I came here, after, when the cessation happened, just a moment ago, you know that monk looked at me. I think Reverend Dusadi. I think almost 20 or 30 years ago. 20 years ago, yeah. He looked at me, he told Pali. He looked at Tio. He is so different. I didn't talk at all. That whole retreat, I was silent. I talked also very softly, one or two words. Then I used a hand. My whole nature was so, I was so relaxed that that face was like without any craving, without any tension, nothing. Then my mind like completely no thought. You remember after that I went out the bus? We are going home. The moment I sat on the bus, as the bus moved, I was sitting in front. I saw how the external sense data come into my senses. Then how it triggered off those consciousness. But now, because of what happened to me, it cannot, like last time, habitual tendency. I saw how it come in. Then immediately inside the nature knew, this is how living beings get into trouble. Yes or no? Because the sense data are so fast. But because I was mindful, everything like a flow, like I can see them slow motion coming in. It's because of the mind that has transformed. Then I saw how it triggered. Then how slowly, slowly, if I were to use the brain, like last time, then all this, what they call daily type of reaction, will come out. But because I had the understanding and the wisdom, I just allow it to be. Then it just flow in. Flow in, flow in, flow in. Even the conscious thing, also the pure consciousness, there is no recording. There is no like wanting to do anything. It just allow it to be. Understand? That's why it's very good. And that time, the key thing is relax. Followed by aware. Aware is very important. You call it mindfulness. Then, initially, don't try to be 24 hours. Try to get it continuous. For a period. For as long as you can. Then this one no need to do yet. This one is when you reach your nature, the gateway. So meditation, the key thing is relax. I remember initially I make myself relax. That's not. Because I realized I was so sensitive, I couldn't really fully relax. So I like very tired at that time. Understand not? Like when you very tired, sleep that time. Then, you snore. Understand not? We are too tired. But this snoring comes with the awareness. Understand not? You are fully relaxed, but yet aware. That is a very different one. Understand not? Then after that, you continue to be silent. You continue to develop this silent activity. After a while, you not only can experience, may experience. Everything you do is like a flow. When you bow also, then you know your mindfulness has developed continuity. Then when you come out also, every part, your mind and every part of the body, come out. Even when you change position also, to that person who is in that state, it's like slow motion, no? But it's not a slow motion. No? He just come out like that. But you can see one, very graceful one. That is the state. So mindfulness when developed, like that day, I think, was it Ng Bia who, the background sound, yeah? The sharpish, I think was Ng Bia. No, not Bama. I think Ng Bia. So for her case is drinking, because she went out, have a drink, then she sat. And when she sat, she was relaxed. Because sleeping didn't disturb her. Sleepy, that's why she want to move. But sleepy, when it comes, you just be with it. Next time, remember, try it. Then after that, you need to really go for a walk. Because after you try, it still doesn't work. Then go for a walk. Or if it's really tired, like Mimi, lie down, actually sleep, but with awareness inside there. Understand not? Understand not? Sleep. He was like that. But no, nothing on. You know, aware inside. The other way is you go out and make a drink, it's okay. When you make a drink, you're very relaxed, understand? Then you just do, like she said, very mindful of everything. Yeah? Little or no thought. The movement, the awareness is with the activity. Then as she sat down, because she is relaxed and aware, the moment she drink, new experience. Normally you drink how? You think a lot. When you think a lot, just like you eat, not only drink, you eat. You think you are eating a lot. You are not eating at all. Because you never feel the taste consciousness. Understand? You only know that there is a very strong, what they call taste bud stimulant, like that type of veggie. When that one comes, as you eat, you think, oh, sweet, nice. You like that, eat one. Understand? Whereas those who eat with mindfulness and awareness, the taste consciousness is there. Then they go, don't comment on it. They just bite, chew. I remember I tried it in one of the retreats. I chew until the food got no more taste. Rice, different. As you chew, sweet. Who was it? Oh, very good. You go through, you will know. Then the sweet, slowly the saliva, the saliva must have done something to it, no? Until no more. Then after that, again, tasteless. It's just like emotion. It arises. After the enzyme take away, no more. No matter what food you eat, finally, you will reach no taste. Because all this taste come from the taste part with the saliva. The saliva is the one that breaks down the food. So if you chew long enough, it will break down. Then when you swallow, then you realize that thing is become very plain. You can try with all this. So these are the three things. Okay. Now we go to anger. Because I have explained sloth and torpor. Now we go to anger. Then we go to sensual desire. Okay. Or greed. The Buddha said, when there is a negative thought or an unwholesome thought or a wrong thought, there are five ways to deal with it. Understand or not? The first one is on. First one is think of the opposite unwholesome thought. If you have anger, what you do? Opposite wholesome thought, sorry. So this one, very basic. You are using thought to reverse it. Because this one comes from the understanding that whatever you think will condition your emotion. When you react and think the wrong thought, you get angry. So when you understand that, you think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. When you radiate metta love, may you be well and happy, well and happy. Unless you hold on to that angry thought should disappear. Understand? But this one, you cannot really develop wisdom out of it. Understand? It's just like, you get angry already, you go away, you just go and radiate metta. Or when that person get angry, you radiate metta, metta, metta. He may whack you, understand? You become like timid, understand? But if you know how to act, it's different. Because you understand what happened. You radiate metta when you have wisdom is because you have love and compassion. Now when you have love and compassion, when you radiate, the person can feel or not. Even when he's angry. And he knows you're different. He will not be violent to you. And you will have this understanding. If I need to say sorry, if I have done anything wrong, please forgive me. Understand? That is how a person with understanding and wisdom will act. But the one haven't developed one, you use thought. Understand? You can try. But it is not a solution because this is still thought-based. Then the next one is also thought-based, but this one is more contemplative. What is it? Think of the consequence. Consequence of allowing this wrong thought or evil root of hatred or anger to be in your mind state. Understand not? What will happen? When you reflect and contemplate, what will happen? If you allow consequence is the danger, the result of it, of allowing this wrong thought, which is evil to stay in your mind, what will happen? It will make you evil, lead to bad karma as well. Remember, evil root is root of all evil. From there it is the root. It can make you evil. Understand? That's why it lead to wrong karma, which is correct. Understand? So if you are really serious about life, will you allow it to happen? You will never, isn't it? And then you determine to what? Abandon it. This one is still effort. Understand? Then you determine to abandon it. This is still thought-based, understand not? Right effort. Understand not? Can see not? Still thought-based, understand not? This one First one, the textbook got right, understand or not? But didn't explain anything. The second one, only think of the consequence. Yeah. After that, didn't explain anything. You know. They didn't know how to tie in with the evil root. They didn't know how to tie in with the law of karma. Yeah. So because of that, when you determine to abandon it because you know this is going to make you evil and cause your karmic nature to suffer, understand? So you determine, then you will have to apply right effort. Yeah. Means what? A reason already. Yeah? You must have the right effort to abandon it. Understand? So this one, determined to abandon, is very important. Yeah? Then later on, when you become more mindful, your views, you straighten your view already. Then the next time you encounter the same thing, before even it arises, you can have the right effort to prevent it from arising. Understand? Understand? Because you know previous wrong thought come from the wrong view. Understand? The habitual tendency. Then like Padmasuri that day, yeah? Very good. Craving come out. And then you realize wrong. Understand? At least stop there. Then the conscious thought, the conscious mind, no, cannot allow it to arise further, to become transgression. But the emotion still arise. Means that latent tendency is still there. When conditioned, the reaction. But then now, more aware because of the right view. This is something not right. Lead to evil, lead to karmic downfall. So because of that, this first stage, determined to abandon, will lead to right effort to prevent it from arising. When you can prevent it from arising, means you have improved. But you are not using thought anymore. That's why the second right effort, you are not using thought anymore. You use awareness to see it. Because through your straightening of view, you are aware, understand? That this is something you cannot allow it to arise. Like you keep your precept. You determine to keep your precept means you are serious about it. That's why you have to be ever mindful, understand? So that the mental intention, the moment it arises, you know already, it will lead to the evil root. You prevent it from arising. Later on, when you do things, you act, you become different. No? Because last time, before you have the Dhamma, before you understand all this, most of the things you do are selfish. You agree? No? Nothing to do with you, nothing to do with your family, nothing to do with your company. If it's nothing to do with those advantages you are going to have, you don't want to do one, understand? You try to push the thing away, understand? Yeah. Very seldom you see you really sincerely want to help people, want to make a donation or what. You know, sometimes you make donation also got motive behind, understand? And that is selfishness, understand? Then sometimes you help people also got motive on. Oh, this person we must help. Well, in future you never know. No? His parents very rich one, no? Oh, he may help. Huh? You not all not sincere, understand? Well, there is a motive behind, understand? Yeah. Then when you have the Dhamma, you're totally different, no? Anything, the thought that arises with the intention to do something, it will check the mental intention behind, you know? The moment it detects any of this selfishness or greed or emotional negativity, they will straight away abandon it. Understand? So this is where you cultivate the abandoning of wrong thought, understand? That prevent it from arising. Yeah. Then after that, the third right effort is what? Use thought again. Cultivate the wholesome thought, the right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you, understand? Yeah. So during that time, you develop more and more of this kindness, understand? Through effort, again, try to arise them. Try to speak gently, yeah? Appropriately. Yeah? Speak pleasant speeches, understand? Gentle, pleasant, and good speeches. That's how you change your speech. From wrong speech, you improve on it to become right speech. As a right speech is what? No negativity, no selfishness, no motive behind. Understand? Sincere. You just want to develop harmony to help people, to explain things for people so that that person can understand. Understand? So that it can help him overcome whatever problem they have. So when you have this sincerity, you will act differently because you don't want to hurt people, and because you are sensitive. Then you know harsh speech, if people say to you, you also feel hurt. So when you reflect, contemplate through second turning of the Four Noble Truths, then you will never do one. That's why the Noble Eightfold Path, when the Fourth Noble Truth is to be cultivated, you have to use the second turning to turn each and every path factor. Then you will realize the best speech is pleasant, gentle, good, appropriate speeches. That brings about harmony, that brings about love, that brings about understanding, that can be a blessing to all. No negativity. Understand? Can follow? Then when you come to action, how? Because you are guided by the precept. Precept, all the killing is action, correct? Stealing is action, correct? Understand? Then? Sexual misconduct also action, understand? Intoxicant also action. Only the fourth precept, lying, not the action, understand? Lying is a speech, understand? Then all the wrong speeches. So all this action, you have to be very careful, understand? So what are the actions that doesn't constitute wrong action? You act to save life, understand? Instead of killing and harm, understand? That's why Ciji people do, understand? The ennobler over don't kill, understand? To relieve suffering, understand? Can follow not? You learn to be honest, sincere, understand? Then the ennobler is become generous, understand? So generosity is also one of the right action, understand? You not only don't steal, don't steal is a wrong action, understand? But how to apply Noble Eightfold Path to have right action? That's why you have to develop the opposite, the ennobler. That's why you develop generosity, understand? Then when you come to the third precept, when you have lust and all those things, it's because you don't have contentment, understand? You still want, you still desire, understand? There is real craving, understand? So contentment is right action, understand? When you are contented, you will not be greedy, you will not be selfish, you will not try to cheat, misappropriate, or deceive, or take advantage of people. Can follow that? This one is very important. This is how I cultivate during the early day. Otherwise, I cannot understand Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? No, that's why I don't get that thing wrong. You don't get me. You know, vegetarian also kill so many inside the hands. Remember this one. It's not what you eat that make you pure. Understand? It's the heart. If the heart is not purified, you can go and eat all the vegetarian. You will still have delusion and evil. There is a Zen saying, if eat vegetarian is more holy or more spiritual, then all the cow that eat grass and the horse that eat grass should be enlightened. They never eat meat. But then, how does the cow meat come about? From the grass they eat. It's nature's what? Compassion. When the time comes, you will know. You will go vegetarian on your own. But it's for a period only. Understand? Then certain people is different. Like my case is different. I got one vow. That's why I finally found out that I revert back to normal. Because it depends on whether you understand or not. If you just want to be vegetarian because people say vegetarian better, then you don't go and find out. Of course, they will tell you, because you're vegetarian, you don't cause to kill, understand or not? But the Buddha defined karma as what? Intention to kill, understand or not? Understand or not? If you got no intention to kill, if people willing to do that trade, sell it to you, or they willing to cook all those things for you, actually they take the thing, understand or not? Understand or not? It's not you. So the Buddha told the monk, you can eat meat too, understand or not? But there must be three conditions. He said, you must not eat the food if it's purposely killed for you, understand or not? Understand or not? The person who offer purposely killed for you. Then if you heard the killing, understand or not? 不见杀, 不闻杀, 不为你杀, understand or not? You know the three things, huh? I don't see the killing. Kill for you. Like you go somewhere, they do dana offering. They say, wow, this monk, he like this type of meat. So you purposely go and buy wei ta sa. If the monk know, he stop. He say, I cannot take this type of meat. Because they call san jing rou. Three conditions of pure meat, understand? 不见杀, 不闻杀, 不为我杀, understand? 不为你杀. Those who can understand Mandarin, they know, means you don't witness the killing. You don't hear the killing. Then you know that it's not killed for you, understand? So a lot of these things, like the market, you can go and buy the chicken and all those things, then you can cook, then you offer, it's okay, understand? But don't try to be like too compassionate. You think by being vegetarian, you don't cause to kill, you are more spiritual, you are more compassionate. That one, if you do without understanding, sorry to say, it's still delusion. Where you hear people say like that, more virtuous, more compassionate. So, out of greed, you want to be more virtuous, more compassionate, you say you vegetarian, understand or not? Then I ask you one thing. Yeah, you vegetarian, but you never cultivate. Noble Eightfold Path, heedfulness, mindfulness, you never cultivate. So what happened? Your evil roots are still so crude, no? Understand or not? You still kill mosquito and kill everything, no? Or then you say you vegetarian, understand or not? You can follow or not? You still got anger. That's all. What type of spiritual being are you? Just because you eat vegetarian? That's all. So you understand, spirituality is about the heart that is purified, not what you eat. That's all. The Zen got a lot of analogy. It's not sitting that make you enlightened. That's all. It's sitting make you enlightened, or the frog enlightened. The whole day sit there and wait for the fly. That's all. It's not sitting, it's the understanding of meditation. You can sit and meditate, but you must understand what you do. You must understand what is meditation. Okay, coming back to this one. I finished this. I think we move further. That one, the rest of the Noble Eightfold Path, you go and reflect on it. I already teach you speech and action. That one is really very good. Thought, I think, you want to cover thought or not? You know what is right thought? I've spoken so many times. You go and look, go through the tape. You will hear them all. Okay, now we deal with thought. Speech you know already. Wrong speech, then right speech. Wrong speech is four type of inappropriate speech. Four type is what? Harsh speech. Then? That one is third one. Second one? Slandering, backbiting, hurtful speech. Then the third one is frivolous speech. Simply stating one. Last one is what? You tell lie. So when you know these four are inappropriate, if you don't speak, means what? You don't hurt people, understand? You don't cause fear in people, understand? When you speak harshly, you put fear into people, correct or not? Yeah? When you slander people, when you say bad things about people behind their back, it's very hurtful, isn't it? Correct or not? When people come to know, they get very angry, you understand or not? They say, what type of friend is this? Yeah. Then if you say frivolous thing, actually you are heedless, understand or not? You like you say, you are not sensitive towards people's reaction and feeling, understand or not? Understand or not? So sometimes you think it's a joke, or not? But that person may not take it well, or not? Understand or not? Because they got a type of phobia, and they don't like you, or not? Then some people don't like you to say, like, you know, in school, you make fun of a classmate or a student, there's a nickname or what, or not? They don't like one. The moment you mention, they can really become very angry and whack you. One. Oh, so you make you say, oh, that guy, then you call out the nickname. Just like last time in MU. You know what they call me first year? There was a medical student. What did he call me? Suya Mi Fong De No, because they didn't stay in first college. They call me old man. No? You heard that? You know why? No? You know why not? Because I was so good in carom. And my carom, if you play carom with me, you let me start, you lose already. I can put in all the seed. I was so good, because I was very mindful and I understand the physics of it, the action, reaction, everything. Wherever that seed is, if you want me to put that in, even that seed is behind my... Let's say I sit here, you sit there. The seat behind me, actually you cannot get it out. I know how to put it in or not. I can send it like that rectangle, go in. So this medical student, his name is Go. So that time in the first college, we every time play. Then he saw, I very good. He said, Dio, I want to play with you. I don't believe I cannot win you even one set, he said. The whole year he played with me, until I said, don't play lah. The way you play, you sure. No, he said. You play with me, I lose, cha kway teow, he said. What play? Or drink, Coca-Cola. Oh. Until I won 100 of plates from him. No. Then I blanja friend, no. I said, no need to pay so much. He like, don't believe he cannot do it. You know. So he want to disturb me. You know. So later on when I play, he asked me to fast. Don't be like an old man. He said, fast. Means what? He doesn't want me to concentrate. You know. He doesn't want me to aim. You know. Oh. Hey, don't be like an old man. Fast. Then after that, he got unhappy. He go and tell you, deal, old man, deal. I don't take it, I just laugh, because I don't blame him actually, because he has a personality that tell me, when he want to do something, because he's a medical student, he must be very smart, everything he want, he achieve. But he never knew my carom was so good. You know, I put all the seed in the center, the first shot I hit, you know how many go in? Minimum 3. My seed go in, no. The other side one did go in. Then I can finish off the game with all the other side seat or remain on the board. You see how good that is. Because I was on one resort somewhere also. I don't know where, I forgot it. Then I saw they all play carom. Then I look. Then after that, I think one of them left. Then nobody sat on the chair. Then I say, can I play? Okay, can. He said, you start lah, because you knew. The moment I start, I put in all the seeds. He looked at me. He said, who are you? He said, you are pro. He said, oh. So people have that tendency. So if people are like me, then you say nickname, frivolous speech, no problem. But not everybody like me. You can get into trouble. So speech-wise, you have to be careful. Okay? So action we already gone, done already. the ennobler, generosity, all the things you have done. Now thought. What is right thought? Wholesome thought. That word everybody also uses, like normal Buddhist. Right thought, wholesome thought. It didn't add much to the meaning in here. Understand? Wholesome is not evil. Understand? So, give example. Oh, cannot give. Then what? Normally they tell me, kind thought, loving thought, compassionate thought. They always label four things as right thought in the book. What are they? The four Brahma Vihara. Remember? Metta, Karuna, Mudita, Upeka. Oh, they say this is right thought. After that, don't write already. You never reflect. Very good. But what are they? You improve a little bit on what Joyce mentioned. Wait, we start with right thought, isn't it? Then Joyce say wholesome thought. Means? Still improve, but didn't tell me what is it. Then Sister Lian, make it slightly better without the evil root. At least without the evil root, now you know. Thought that has the evil root is definitely wrong thought. So last time, how did I teach you? That is also another way, but didn't give the answer. Wait, I got to adjust my pen. Correct. These are very general. If you cannot tell me what thought consists of right thought, means you still don't quite understand. When you don't understand, don't go and define right thought. I want example of right thought. Just now I said the textbook says these four things is right thought, which is correct. Loving kindness, compassion, rejoicing, and equanimity. Definitely, but what are the examples? That's why, very good. One of them is sincere thought, where you have gratitude. That is right thought, isn't it? Appreciative thought, honesty, sincerity, then respect. These are all right thought, understand or not? Humble, humility, all these are right thought, no negativity one. No, now with this, you know how to cultivate right thought, understand or not? Otherwise, how to cultivate right thought? Right effort to cultivate right thought. Every day, metta, karuna, you think only this for right thought. Then, no respect for people, no gratitude, no contentment, no sincerity. Understand or not? That's why what I did was, I define what is wrong thought. At least you know what is wrong thought. Then every time that type of thought arises, you know. And I make it very simple. What is wrong thought? You hear my talk so many times. Thought that condition? Your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and selfishness, the evil root, understand not? So whenever you are selfish, angry, fearful, unhappy, all these are wrong thoughts, like Byron Katie say. You can believe that wrong thought, understand? That's why it conditions you to become like that, understand? So when you know what is wrong thought, at least you can abandon it, understand? Or prevent it from arising, understand? You remember I always tell you all last time, whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil root is there, the wrong thought is there. And that is the easiest way to find out wrong thought, isn't it? When you're not happy, not peaceful, not aware, the wrong thought is there. The evil roots are there. Otherwise, you're very peaceful, very calm. So this is how you cultivate. Because I reflect, contemplate, and through my cultivation, I come to know all this. The book never write one, I tell you. Understand not? You go and read the book. Where can people tell you what is wrong thought, what is right thought? That's why I say, you go by the book, you cannot break noble eightfold power. What is right view also didn't properly explain. Understand not? Now you smile before. So your last time, don't know. Like the textbook. Not textbook. Dhamma book. A lot of Dhamma. Last time, who? There was one. Yu Chan. Everything also. Brother Duke, they talk like you, you know. How? I said, the word sound like me. But the explanation is totally not there. Oh. He went to you all went for the workshop, Satipada. Say, Brother Duke, that one, with no need to mention who, I said, oh, he really, no, he talk one like you, you know. He said, oh, I said, okay. Because it's not easy, I tell you. What you need to slowly develop the understanding is, because you all are more serious, that's why you can progress very far. You have to really understand this essential Dhamma, then lead you to all the actual practice and cultivation as well. What I share with you all, this is what I did last time. That is how I realized all this, how I developed this Noble Eightfold Path. Nobody teach me, I tell you. Because of my mindfulness, I saw my selfishness. I saw my emotional negativity. Then I realized every time the heart has stirred or react, I check the evil roots are there. Understand? Then the evil root lead to what? Evil. And evil condition what? Anger, hatred, selfishness, emotional negativity. Understand? Then lead to what? Suffering. Then if you are not careful, sorrow, lamentation, everything come in. Depression also come in. Understand? So this is how you cultivate. So try to ask yourself, what are the virtue consists of right thought? If you say virtue is right thought, then you hit the nail on the head. Now this is a new one. I just learned. Right now, virtue is right thought. Thought that has virtue. Wait, give me a minute. Before I forgot. This one, next time I share, I will use this. Thoughts that have virtue. Is right thought. Then you will know. It is not restricted to only loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. So you go home and you can start to write it down. Sincere thought. And some more like gratitude, contentment. Very good. Oh. Wow, so many. Wow, like that you look for Lian. Sister Lian. Very good. Sadhu. So you go back and write it out. But the important virtue are the few key things. Humility. Honesty. Gratefulness. Not thankfulness. Gratefulness. Yeah, correct. Correct. It depends, but those type of virtues are not so effective. The most effective are these few things: sincerity, honesty, humility, gratitude, contentment. These are very important. Then respect for elders. Then respect for those worthy of respect. Then you somehow must have metta, loving kindness. These are very good kind thoughts. They have compassion within. They every time learn to rejoice. That one is really, I told you, sadhu, virtue. Then maintain wisdom, to have equanimity of mind, to see things as they are, not to react. That type of virtue, how can people do? Oh, equanimity, don't react. Yan. So if you don't have the wisdom, you will interpret it wrongly. Then the others, you go and look out for yourself. You can. You see who interested. So must be a very virtuous lady. With sadhu. Oh, very good. teach virtue, never teach evil root. If you don't teach evil root, they will mix up, I tell you. Mommy say cleanliness is a virtue. You want me to give you an example? if the house not clean, get angry already.
No, I teach them patience.
Of course, you teach them patience is a virtue. But when you say cleanliness is a virtue, he go to school, the class very dirty, he not happy already. But so, well, he say people are not virtuous.
I also teach that acceptance
is a virtue. You ask yourself, lah, the children so small, he can accept. Lah. He cannot get what he want, he get angry, even with parents. So, lah. Oh. How old?
I teach them.
No, how old?
Now I teach.
Ah, now, ah, how old?
My son is 28.
28. They never get angry with you.
No.
Wow, such a good mother. You better look for such a mother. Yeah. Most children, when they cannot get what they want, because there is this peer pressure, understand? Peer pressure in school, especially form 1, form 2, form 3. They will come back and tell you they want this type of brand, this type of shoe, this type of shirt. Then they want to buy this handphone, this one. Oh, everything you teach, they respect you, then yan. Mama not around, buy. Never mind, it's okay, because if you have this type of children, means you are blessed. Huh? They happen to maybe have their coming past that support, then there is that type of affinity. That's why you have their children. Means past life you never give trouble to your parents too. Understand? So this life you come, your children never give you trouble. Understand? But the reality of the first noble truth, sure, hit one. Understand? So sooner or later, no matter how good they are, how virtuous they are, you have to tell yourself, they are just because of karmic affinity, they came to you. For my mind. They are what they are. Don't restrict them. Allow them to live. Don't try to tell them too much of what is right, what is wrong. Every time parents say, this is good for you, this is right for you, then actually behind, the children, out of respect for parents, they dare not say no. So there are incidents that one lady, wow, he cannot hit very hard. Until when he attend my class, then he came to see me, you know, he offered to take me home, you know, from Cempaka. Then I asked her, why? Well, last night another lady fetch me, you know, on the Kayan Mita. So that day I told the Kayan Mita, no need to fetch me. Then on the way she asked me, you know, brother, what you say very true, you know. He said, our duty as parents should only advise. I make a mistake, is it? A big mistake, is it? Then he heard, I said, their life, let them live, let them decide. You know what he did? He got this type of idea, you know, must study to be an engineer. But the son don't like engineering, you know. The son likes something else, you know, because he is gifted in certain things, you know. So, out of respect and, like, as a son, because you still financially dependent on them, you know what the son did? The son just kept quiet. Okay, you want engineering, I study. After he finished, he graduated, he brought back the result. This is what you want. After this, no more telling me what to do. My life, he just moved out of the house. And the mother cry like anything. It's not to say do not understand the children. Sometimes, as a parent, you think this is good for him. Be an engineer, professional. Then see a lot of engineer successful. Then some say, no, become a lawyer. Then some say, become an accountant. It is what you think good for him according to you. So if you're not careful, their potential, their what they call creativity, means something that they inherit from their past, that one will drive them on. Sooner or later they will go that way. So you have to feel the kid, understand them, and just tell them that, as daddy or mommy, our duty is to advise you, but you make your own decision. It's your life, understand? So that in future, you become responsible for your own decision. Asana. No need to worry about right or wrong. If that is what you want, that is most important. Because career, you know what is career now? It's going to be with you for the next 20, 30 years. No? Asana. If you decide on that career, you have to work and become that career for 20, 30 years. There's some not so lucky, 40 years. No? Then like the monk from Wat Nalong. He said he saw his parent, his grandparent, work until 40 years. He said, I don't want that type of life. That's why he became monk. He said, every day come back with the problem from the office and all. So, he said, he saw them not happy. But work and work and work and work and work. Until, I think their retirement 65 or 70. 65, Australia also 65. We are very lucky. All 65, we are very lucky. 55. They're now 56. Now 60, now can go to 60. But there's optional. That's right. So, if you can really reflect on life, then you will know, like we yesterday night discussed, you want to work and work and work and work until you got no time to live. That's right. Then career is something you must have passion. That's all. Otherwise you become miserable. You're not good at it because you don't like it. Then you're not successful with it. Then it makes you miserable. That's all. Then who suffer? The kids suffer. That's all. Then halfway through, they get angry. That's all. Then they blame. My parents asked me to study that course. And the worst one, if they didn't pass, first year fail, they say, I don't like this course, you force me to study. So whatever. I change course. But you wait. No. You don't quite understand. The children agree. That's what I want, actually. We have the mom. You know where go wrong or not. It's not you give guidance. Let's say you give perfect guidance. Okay, then you agree on that course. Okay, this one is a real case. Yeah? It so happened they got federal scholarship from government, then sent to US and study that course. But here our syllabus is got modern answer one, no? Can spot question. No? Then the teacher, the parent also expert, no? Like teacher like that one, no? So how? They do very well, straight A's, that's why I get scholarship. That's all. Normally. Then, fly to US. US, open system. No syllabus one, no subject one. Everything also, you have to use. No class. Then, cannot survive, cannot adapt. That's all. Then, being a top student, go there with some colleague. They're not asked, be a top student, how can I ask those not so top ones? Then, couldn't manage. No. Then, the thoughts start. No. I have to justify it. Then, right back. This is not the course I want. You force me. Then how? The parent also panics. Federal scholarship must pay back on 70,000. No. So how? You think all parents like you are so wealthy? There is a lot of money. So, they got problem. So they came and see me. Then I explained. I said, it's okay. We have federal scholarship. Can talk on. You're the king on. So go and tell them that if you want to change to a less costly course. Do local instead of US. I think they should agree. Although first year you didn't make it, you left it, maybe certain scholarship. But you do local is so much cheaper. That's how they resolve it. Then finally, everything resolved amicably. Otherwise, almost conflict. Understand? So career guidance all give also same one. Both agree already the course. Go there, got problem. Understand? But you didn't teach them to be independent. Understand? You already like, as parents, which is very normal, out of love, everything you prepare for them. Understand? Clothing also no need to wash. Everything ready. Like phone spare. Some got maid some more. You go there, no maid, no. Shoe also don't know how to wash. No. So how? Ah. Yeah, what was it? Milo also don't know how to make. No. So, that's why you cannot like too eager to teach them everything, no, and give them all the support. No. Actually, that become pamper them. They become weak in survival. No. Because I ask them a question. You and me, we are first generation, correct? No? I tell you, when I come down to MU to study, the first day I'm supposed to report, I don't even know how to come. No? And you think, can ask Papa Mama. Papa Mama don't even understand where is Kuala Lumpur, because they are illiterate. No? So I have to make it myself. Then I ask around my friend, some of them say, I also don't know. No? How? Then we contacted the senior. No? Luckily, somebody know the senior. Then the senior said, you buy bus ticket or you buy train ticket, then you reach there. So we all go and buy train ticket. Well, train ticket is the easier. Then when we reach there, first day only Kenari, we got a taxi waiting for us. From railway station to MU, that one, the knife really very sharp. Someone reached there early morning. At night travel, morning reach. So, don't know how to go. Bus also don't know how to take. So, taxi low. Come. No meter. He said, $20. During my time, $20 is a lot of money. You know, so. Someone go up taxi, each person $20. Like that also can. So, what to do? Need to go. Otherwise, no place to stay, you know, that night. Go lah. 20 like it. Then after that, reach there, some of them smart one tell you, ayo, you should wait till after the 8 o'clock or what, normal fare. This one, midnight, double check. Everything also don't know.
Last time, the first generation,
they all very resourceful. No, resilient. Not only resourceful, we know how to work our way out, understand? We know what to do, understand? We never like too pampered, that word, over pampered, until you got fear, then you start to do what? Call mama, call papa. And that's what happened to a few of my classmates. Study medicine, two girls. Until the teacher has to come down from Alostar to counsel them. Because in the home, everything is prepared for them. Because they're very good at study. They were so proud of their daughters. First year almost failed. Stress until, I think, panic. Then call home. Then home also don't know what to do. Then call the school. Contact the teacher. Well, that teacher is very good. That teacher is a very good teacher, pastor. Hua Yong, Christian, but very sincere. So I was told he came down and talked to them. Then they stabilized. Then they passed. This thing happened, no? Understand? No?
Wrong thought and wrong action by the parents.
Yeah, you know how she come down to KL or not? MU? Parents' hands. That's how. How to go MU also don't know. Then how to survive? Later on, you'll stay outside. No? Understand? No? Because parents make sure. Stand until they saw in Hokkien, kau kau. Reach the college she's supposed to stay, make sure you go to the room, then everything come to him, then everything she need, I'll give to her. After they left, on your own, no. That's clothing, but you first year stay college, you can send laundry free. But the trouble is that laundry, every time make mistake on. Your clothing go in, somebody will get back. So we have this type of problem as well. So what to do? Wash ourselves. So I very simple one, no problem. I got a lot of this t-shirt given free by the uni and all this. Then we buy some. Then I seldom wear shirt one. So t-shirt, you know how we wear, not? I hang. Four there. Monday, Tuesday, wear one. After that, hang. Then Wednesday, Thursday, wear another one. Hang. Then rotate. Got time to wash? Wash. Not time to wash. And the worst is play badminton, no? Sweat like anything. So this is how we survive, yes, but from virtue we talk until there. Another half an hour. Okay, I finish all this. Thought that have virtue is right thought. So finish. The third one is meditation. This is what I want to teach you. So when you encounter, let's say, craving or anger, you know already, it's there already. Then the Buddha say, you just find a quiet place, just sit silent. Don't do anything. Silent your mind. The moment you silence your mind, you don't try to do anything, you don't feed the anger with further thought energy, this anger, which is an evil root, will slowly dissipate. You know why dissipate, become less and less. Then finally, no more. And no more that time, your awareness will feel it. Because you silence and stay at the heart. And I tell you, you try. You can see the evil root, the anger, is like inside there. Got something or no? Like inside that, they say run here, run there. Chao lai chao here. It's an energy inside that. Not happy. Inside that. I saw it. Then I continue to realize. Then I realize, really slow down. No? Then suddenly stop. No, like, bang, no sound. No more that. Chu run. No, no. All no more. Then I realize. That is meditation and all. Because the mind originally was already stillness and all, silent. If you don't react to what you see or what you hear and what you think, it will not stir and all. If it does not stir, means what? It is peaceful and all. Like the Buloka analogy, the Buddha said, if the Buloka don't cross, the pool of water is clear and all. So, you don't have to do anything to make the water clear. Just don't stir it. Then when there is clarity, you have what they call, your mind is more sober. We are no more anger, no more evil. Then that time you act with better understanding. Understand? Well, you no more emotional. When you emotional, cannot talk to you. Understand? Have you spoken to an emotional, angry people or not? Whatever reason also know you, he tell you. But after he say, calm down first. Then after that, you talk different again. So the third way is like that. But this third way cannot live life. Understand? Not practical. But very good wisdom. Understand? But very good wisdom. Means it allows you to understand the state of mind. But there is one more step to develop the final wisdom. So this one, not practical in the sense that every time you get angry, you got to go somewhere and sit. And silence your mind. Means you still cannot deal with life, understand? Your mind still react, means not rooted out yet, understand? There's a latent tendency, no condition, cannot come out, understand? So when you have a lot of nice energy, good meditation, it's like you're enlightened, no? There's nobody to kacau you, understand? Nobody to, like, step on your tail, understand? So you're very peaceful, so. Especially chui last time, step on the tail or chew last time. You say anything that she you know her tendency is to react one. Like they say, you know what button to press. No? You press the button, start. So people can understand your character based on what they see in you. So if your view very strong, they press that button, view, pop, the whole thing like hoo-ha already. So in order to break free from this, the Buddha said there is a fourth way. What is the fourth way? Very good. Very good. Trace the origination factors. Origin. original, L factor. Then, retrospectively, reverse it, retrospectively. Reverse it. Okay. Ah, yeah. This fan, I got to tighten it.
I need to tighten it. If I don't tighten it, it will drop it down.
Okay. So you know how to apply this. You use the second turning wisdom. You inquire. Before my mind stir, peaceful. Correct or not? How can anger come to be? The Buddha said, trace the origination factor. How you become angry? How you become angry? Oh, you never get angry. Your children are so good.
No, I get angry.
Oh, you get How you get angry? Huh? That is a good answer. Pak Masuri know. You also know. Yeah lah. Yeah, the third one very powerful. You never tell me. When you think of something, I always share with you. The three door very powerful. From what you see, what you hear, and what you think, you like. Erupt one or you react one.
That's why, that's not when I meditation, but something irritates me.
Oh, no wonder. So I saw you sitting there with the drink.
Yes.
Then later on, wow, you're so serious. That's why I not relax your face. That's why, you know, that's why I learned to smile. Okay, very good. You heard something. Oh, okay. Incense, not essence, incense. I know. Then it disturbed you, Yeah.
Then I told myself that negativity. Then I said, then activity, replace it with a good thought. Somebody do it wholesomely.
Very good. Okay. So final solution is still make drink. That's why. Monica Parami, very good. okay. Oh, okay. Oh, you managed to do the third one.
Yeah.
What's that?
Internally,
yes. Quiet. Very good. Sadhu, that's why she learned how to apply. But you must always remember, how come the sense, the nose, the sense consciousness, the smell consciousness. The moment because
contact,
correct, but you don't like yourself. How do you don't like? The conditioning. No, the conditioning, the wrong thought. He don't like this type of smell. But we all like this type of smell, understand? We offer incense, understand? So what you like, good for you, may not be good for Sister Lien, understand? But you must also understand, Sister Lien, you cannot say, kaya mita offer. Because the reality of this form of mind is your consciousness is trapped inside, understand? And your senses are wide open. Understand? Upon contact, consciousness will arise, understand? You cannot stop, understand? Wait. Didn't finish yet. This one very important.
you have to know at the moment that sense experience come, then how you react. That's a split second, very fast, you like that, understand, with the thing, and you say you aware, anger, evil reaction, understand. The real cultivation, you have to move one step further. Initially you react. What is the next step? Contemplate and reflect. Why did I react? Trace the origination vector. Then you know, come through your five senses. This time it's smell. Then cause it to stir. Then what did the Buddha say? Trace the origination factor, then retrospectively reverse it. Tell me how to do this. You didn't do this yet. Okay, how you do? That one is still theory,
so
under Satipatthana. Okay, okay, never mind. I think you try. I know. No, it's very good because the incense offering is very important. The deva like this smile so that they can come down as well. That's why somehow they condition you before you come to buy this. What I want to explain is what Sister Lian go through on. You see, how do you trace the origination factor? Then after that, after you trace, come from the senses, retrospectively reverse it. If you don't go and contemplate to develop the wisdom and change your wrong view and your conditioning, you will forever get into trouble. Can you report first? Okay.
Hello? This was last night. Actually, I cannot sleep. So it was quiet. So I was trying to sleep and I do anapanasati. So I was quite calm, you know. And then suddenly I heard somebody making a drink. Actually, it's three something. It couldn't be somebody making a drink downstairs. Tang, 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 tang. So fear arises. So it's too, that this time is too fast. I cannot catch it. Arise. So after that, after it arises, then I start thinking back, what is the cause of my fear? Then I say it comes from my hearing. So it comes from my hearing, and then somebody is making drinks downstairs. Why am I fear? So I look at it, there must be some beings there. Okay, they are part of nature, is a nature phenomena. Why should I be fear? So I send metta. After sending metta, then I was quite calm. Then after that, a lot of thoughts coming out. But I was mindful of my thought coming out, thinking of what my past meditation experience. Brother Teo, I want to ask you, is there such thing as you are mindful of your thoughts and you are mindfully using your thought to think?
A lot of people is using the thought to be mindful of thought. Because the next thought that arises is mindful of the passing thought. How you know anger? Anger gone already. Who know? The next thought, no. Last time I used to tell Mi Fong and Sui An, you say, I know, I aware, you know, I got anger, you know. You aware, me at that moment anger start, you aware, that is the real one. Not anger arise, I get angry, I aware. You aware, got aware, anger arise, it pass already, you somehow say you aware. Your thought aware, that's all. How can thought aware? Means the thought, the new thought, no, the old thought, understand not? Through what? Memory. Where you know you get angry, where everything also come out already. Depend on origination is what? Upon contact, feeling arise. You never catch that. Because of your wrong view, no wisdom, straight away craving. Craving, then grasping also cannot see. Then you become that already, anger already. After you become anger, only the thought say, "Ayo, I shouldn't allow it to arise. I aware of my anger, but I cannot do anything." Where got aware of your anger? More thought, because the thought is busy saying that the thought is actually not aware, conscious of the earlier thought. So if you don't really do the real sati, you cannot see all this on. At least what Pamasuri do is slightly better than what Lian did. But still not the way. Now listen properly. Listen properly. You try, Mifong. Mifong try. Okay. Let Mifong try.
If you go retrospect, that it is just a phenomenon, it's just smell, and it by itself is not real, it's not permanent. And I know if you can see that, you can see it just go away. Maybe it's too theory, two words. I had some experience.
Yeah.
I can't exactly recall, but
you cannot put into words.
It's like...
Okay, never mind, Mifong, I think I know. So at least Mifong's way is a little bit better somehow. But it's still not the refined, means totally root out one. All the three, not a permanent fix. It's impromptu solution through what you know. So Mifong tried to use the three characteristics of nature to reason. But as long as you have an insight into the three characteristics through your internal actual realization, that one is still a thought, still a theory, but it's better. At least it stabilizes your understanding through contemplative reasoning. But you still find it very difficult to apply across the board to really develop the solution. So now you listen. Trace the originating factor, you know, through the senses. Okay? After that, you have to retrospectively reverse it. Means what? You only trace that it's at the sense door, but you never inquire with second turning. Understand now? Yeah, from the sense door. Smell, react. Understand now? Fear, react. Because conditioned by what? Ghost. 3 a.m., nobody wants. Sure, something else. That fear, immediate or no? Understand now? That's how all this come. But you never inquire what caused the mind to react. This is contemplation. This is the second turning wisdom. So if you were to contemplate, what will you come up with? You have a conditioned mind. Your mind has been conditioned to react that way. That's why this defilement come out. Understand? This reaction come out. This evil root come out. So now you understand how it come out. Not just trace. Trace the original factor or sense door. Finish. You never trace the cause. So you inquire, then you realize the cause is wrong thought. So how can I straighten my view so that this wrong thought don't exist? Then what Padmasuri try to contemplate and Mifong try to contemplate one is more relevant. The cause of wrong view is what? I don't have wisdom. I don't have right understanding. I haven't straightened my view. So what you should say is, like Padmasuri said, it's a natural phenomenon now. But that one very difficult to learn, very difficult to understand. Means you have to, like what I tried to tell Sister Lian just now, you have a form in mind. Form in mind. Consciousness trapped inside. Correct or not? Correct or not? So whatever happened through the sense door, the consciousness will pick it up. As long as you are here, understand? You will pick it up. Because within the range, that's why she reacted. So the contemplation should be, this is my conditioning. How can I reverse it? I develop wisdom that I can reverse it. Wait, I finish first. Otherwise I cannot finish. How should I do it? I shouldn't go and make coffee and all those things. I stand there. Then if I have the wisdom, I reflect on it. The reality is, within the rage, it comes with this wrong view, the condition will cause me to react. So this is the reality I cannot fight. So how can I free? How can I retrospectively reverse it? I must straighten my view. Correct or not? I must remove this wrong view. Root it out with understanding, not theory. Understand? What you say one is theory. Yeah? It exists only for knowledge, therefore cling on to none. Words. The mouth say, the thought say, to be deal. Cannot do. Understand? So to reverse that wrong view is very easy. The reality is this. You got two choices. Always remember, you got two choices. Have wrong thought, react, and get into trouble. Like what you saw. The other way is, you practice acceptance. But you didn't practice that time. If you know that this is a natural thing, because your senses is nearby, that is the reality. As long as I am near, this thing will arise. So if I accept this for what it is, because this is the reality, and I don't fight it, why should I react? Understand? Because of the conditioning. If the conditioning is not there anymore, then you come up with a new conditioning, which is understanding. The reality is I'm nearby. The consciousness will arise. When I arise, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, only a seeing consciousness. No one to see. So in the smell, there's only smell consciousness. But you're not mindful now. You attach to that smell. And through your egoic mind, you react because of your conditioning. Understand? That's a habitual tendency. She is not restless. Yeah, she says she go for a good walk, meditation up there, half the hill come down, very calm. Then calm is still very mindful. Oh, the sense come. Oh, the reaction evil root. Then no more peaceful. Then go and make dream. That's all. Oh, okay. Oh, very good.
Then I started tracing. Now I say, mind in the mind. I must look at my mind and see the potential relation. And I thought that, Avijja is there. I know. If I have wisdom, then I wouldn't have negativity.
It's still like, I don't have right thought, but don't know what is right thought. I don't have wisdom, but don't know what that wisdom is. So that one can help, but you didn't finish. You didn't finish your inquiry. I need wisdom. So, if wisdom not there, next time when you confront the same thing, you cannot do anything. Okay, continue. Continue. Yeah, like Sui An. Zoom into one point. No. This one is trying to avoid. Don't get it wrong. You cannot do like that. You do like that, it's just like Ananda got one person, another monk from another teacher. He was explaining to Ananda, his teacher teach like that. See no evil, hear no evil, peaceful. That's all. Then he go and tell Buddha, I think this person, the teacher not bad. He say, see no evil, hear no evil, peaceful. Yeah, like what you do. Don't want to cognize it, understand? But the Buddha reprimanded Ananda like anything. When did I teach you like that? You must see and yet don't get angry. That is the wisdom. Everything also avoid. Like that, how to live life? It's just like certain religion, not covered only, they all be tahan. Everything must cover. Then only can become peaceful. Exactly like that. Sadhu. So, very good. You try. You share, at least people understand. And it's recorded. People can learn. I don't blame you all. No. This one, to me, is very easy. But when I come out and teach, I realize I have been repeating this for the last 10 years. No. And still didn't go in. No. Conditioning. So that conditioned mind, the views and the opinion, that is sankhara. You cling on to sankhara. attachment, grasping. That's the cause of suffering. How not to cling to Sankara? Insight into the three characteristics, like Mi Feng came to know. You have to, but cannot through reasoning. You must really awaken to it. Wait. Before you awaken to it, you can also reflect and contemplate and develop the wisdom. Like just now I say, straighten your view. Slowly straighten your view. Means what? This is the reality. You got two choices. One, react like what you did. Second one, acceptance. Why can't you accept things as they are? Like I said, the hearing also, I give you an example. Yeah. Accept him for what he is. Angry person say angry thing. Deluded person do deluded thing. At that, I am at peace. I got no reason to be angry. At that, my view can straighten. And I can do it. Understand? Because I have understood. But before I tell you, accept him for what he is, you sure cannot understand. He's so angry, you know, he abused me, he do all this. Someone got to accept him. Understand? Like the wife, husband want to divorce. The last time, honey, now that bastard did that to me, you asked me to ask for forgiveness. Understand? Because you cannot understand. When I say accept means what? That is the reality. He is what he is. Understand? Deluded, do deluded thing. Angry, say angry thing. That's why he do all this to you. But your thought interpret differently. He abused me. All the he, me, ego. Understand? Atta. That's why you are conditioned by your conditioned mind, the sakrality, to always live like that. You cannot live without atta. You cannot insight into the form and mind and realize that form and mind talking to form and mind. Someone want to be right. Huh? You know what is happening. Huh? He is what he is. So you will arise love and compassion towards him. But he know not what he do. If he has the Dhamma, he will not get angry. And this one, karmically, he's going to suffer. But he doesn't know who you are. You are a cultivator. And I have told some of you last time, somebody, the hawker that sells kuih dao tengah, straight away, the next day, he become mad for 6 months. I try to forgive him and do everything, but I know inside my nature tell me I cannot help him because that is coming. I told you all, I go and buy the kuih dao tengah as I do. I order. I just order, then I eat. I order small ones, especially. Then he was very busy making kuih dao tengah. Then he got a son, I think 10 years old, 11 years old. So he come and see me to collect money. I say, I want to pay. Then he tell me that price I know is for the big one. No? I say, I order small one. No? Can you go back and check with your father? See whether it's correct or not. Otherwise, I pay. So the boy, go back, you know, the boy very crude. No? He say small one. No? And the father got a lot of anger and temper. Whoa, he straight away, the Hokkien word, terrible one, terrible. Wow, I straight away felt the energy coming in, I know it's coming away. Then I straight away read it, metta, forgive. Then after that, I tell the son, don't worry, I pay you whatever amount. Tell your father, don't get angry. After I pay, he's still talking there, angry, as he make that thing. Then I knew, sure. Then you know what happened? Next day, I didn't see him long. At the store. Then a few days later, I saw the wife come. Then 6 months later, he appeared. Like gong gong like that. Not stroke. Something happened. He totally become like. Then I read it, metta again. Then I say, if there is condition, may he recover. Oh, finally recover. 3 years later. Now selling kuih dao tengah. Now very patient. Eh? No problem. You believe or not? You can feel it. You cannot simply say thing on us. Very powerful one. How did I go there? I was trying to explain the thing. Accept it. Okay. You see, you got two choices. Either you react or you accept. So accept people for what they are. That one very easy. But also cannot link to that one. Cannot link to that kuih dao tengah. Oh, yeah. Because you cannot see, Mi Feng, thank you. You cannot see the unreality of form and mind, the condition arising, not a real person. So in the sense, consciousness is only the conscience. No one to smell, understand? But the ego, atta, with the conditioned thought, react, understand? So you have to reverse all this through understanding, even before you insight, through a knowledge or a contemplative wisdom initially to stabilize your right view, to straighten your right view, understand? So that you say, okay, the reality is like that, I need to accept. Otherwise, I suffer. Understand? So the acceptance is a small step towards not getting angry. Understand? So retrospectively, reverse it. So the second time you smell, just like Pamasuri earlier on, the anger, boom, come out of it. Then you know, I have to accept. Understand? Then it stops. Not I have to go out and make a drink and go far away. Miss? Don't want to smell, don't want to see. wait. Oh, I finish off this one first. Then after that, what must you do? The next time you smell this thing again, then of course it comes, then maybe you now more mindful. Mindfulness is what? When your hand moves, you aware and all. Understand? So before this one moves to cover like that, you sure mindful. Understand? Hey, what am I doing? Miss, the thought is conditioning me, but my awareness, I decide, the nature decides whether to move or not. Then you realize you cannot move already. Hey, then you say, how come like that one? That is the beginning. Then as you practice more and more, cultivate more and more, that's why you have to go into life. Life is the real test. Then you realize, not like before already. Last time, every time react on. Remember what I told you about my experience? There was one day, after I understood all this, my wife made coffee. Forgot to put sugar. The first taste, I'm very mindful. I knew. Then I laugh. Normal people will react. What type of coffee? Didn't put sugar. No, I just smile. I laugh. Then I ask my wife, come, you try. Then I realize, no sugar. Then the second one is even better. I was walking somewhere. Then where there is an iron pipe with a thing come out. Then suddenly I didn't see. Then I bang. Oh, very, very painful one, I tell you. And you know what happened? I didn't react at all. I didn't even... I just laughed. But that tactile consciousness is so strong. Normal people will cry, I tell you. Why like that? Because the mind understands. This is the reality. You go and complain also no use. Understand? Understand? You complain, become more angry, more agitated. Then you will react and say, who the hell is so stupid? Go and plant this thing there. Understand? The reality is you kena already, you somehow want to complain. Understand? So the thought. Understand? Okay, now me for. Explain. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't happen. It doesn't condition you like before already. Then you can accept it. Understand? Then you can move. Understand? Can. Yes. You see, it's the gratitude. Understand? The thought that is the negative thought, because you perceive it negativity. You are conditioned not to like because this smell you don't like. So I told you, whatever thing that happened in life, if you don't perceive it negativity, there is no reaction. If you perceive it wholesomeness of mind, means what? You say, we should rejoice. We are kayanamita, make offering to the Buddha. So no matter how you don't like, you have to develop the understanding that this is a reality. I have to accept. Then if I don't perceive it negatively, I perceive it wholesomeness. Means what? I should instead rejoice. Then you learn. Then next time when this thing comes, you very mindful, you sure cannot get into trap already. Because before your hand move, before your even this thought condition you to react, before anger arise, you already aware. Understand? So because of that, you will straight away recall the contemplation, I should rejoice. because I should perceive it wholesomely. Then you become more and more virtuous, more and more wholesome. So you got a lot of book on virtue, but need to cultivate more, because that virtue is knowledge and word. You cultivate acceptance, but when you realize situation, you forgot about acceptance, because you cannot understand the real meaning of acceptance. Accept them for what they are. Not to accept something that you can accept. Like people give you offering, accept. That one is a different acceptance. But when you say you accept that the elder can have the right to tell you off and scold you, that is also accept without understanding. Because accepting the word can have a lot of meaning. When you say, I accept things as they are, that is different. You didn't clarify how you accept. Like bribe, people pay you. I also accept one. So I practice acceptance. Corruption become practice acceptance. So you must define at the end. Accepting as they are is the right acceptance. Not to accept through delusion. Can follow na? Oh, sadio. Oh, very touched. Hopefully next time you awaken, no need to be touched. Then you teach people joy. Understand? Okay, good. 12 o'clock. So, no more. The fifth one you want to know? Oh, you still want to know? Oh, yeah. You better eat first. Come back, continue. Thank you. 8 precepts, you must remember. No, don't worry. Even 12:30, okay. So no problem. But I teach you another one, better one. Because the time here 1:25. UK is 7 something. So it's not time. Time is relative. It's your understanding. But the monk have to undergo that training, because once they miss that time, they say, you cannot accept food. That is to make sure that they remember Patimokkha, you have to very strictly abide by it. That is because as a monk, under training, they need to train. But if you have the understanding, a precept is for you to develop the understanding that if you have 2 meals a day, breakfast and lunch, then dinner you can skip. Actually, it makes you better. So there is less craving in your system. Then you feel better, when I tell you. But don't be a hero. You need food, hungry, go and eat. Because cultivation is not about all these external things. Cultivation is developing wisdom. That's why the Buddha, under the Bodhi tree, before that, self-mortification, not the way he eat. Understand? He need food, he eat. But because the monk's rule say, you must be like that. The monk's rule also serve a purpose, understand? Like traffic light. If it doesn't serve the purpose already, you don't force yourself to do it. Well, you are not a nun, you are not a monk. So you do what you believe is appropriate. Your main intention is to skip one meal so that you can feel the 8 precept condition. So we can go and eat first, then we continue. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you pay respect, then we go. Thank you.